From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hello and welcome to Idol Chatter, the American Idol podcast here on NewsOK.com. As always, I'm Mike Kaler, multimedia editor, and joining me today is the most special guest on the face of the earth. It's my beautiful wife, Kaylee. She's at home. She sits with me every night and watches American Idol. And since Yvette is somewhere in Florida doing something that I'm not quite sure of, we called Kaylee so she would talk to me on the phone. So instead of me saying like I do every week of, my wife said this guy is really cute, now you can say it for yourself. Are you glad to be here? That's the part where you talk. Are you glad to be here?
Yes. I didn't hear you. Cut out.
All right.
Yes,
well,
I'm
okay.
Very glad to be here.
Joining us by phone with kids asleep in the house. Jacqueline was asking what you do, and I said everything. Okay, here's how it works. Since you never listen to my podcast, and very few people in America do too, we'll just go through everybody last night and talk about how they did, and then at the end we'll say who we think is going to get kicked off tonight.
Okay.
The list I have is in alphabetical order, so that's the way we're going to go, since I didn't write down the actual order that they performed in last night.
Okay.
Last night was Motown week. There was a very boring montage at the beginning where the kids went out to Hitsville, USA, and Berry Gordy got to talk about Motown and how great it was, because that's his job, to hype up Motown, even though they haven't had a hit record in like 30 years. But Smokey Robinson was there too, and he was the mentor this week. And he started out, Chris Allen, we'll start with him, since he's first in alphabetical order. He's the Dreamboat from Arkansas, and he sang How Sweet It Is by Marvin Gaye, which is also famous. You said James Taylor sang that, right?
Yeah, well, I know it more from James Taylor singing it. That's my favorite version.
I think this guy is getting by a lot on his charm. I think he's a decent, you know, there's a lot of good boys this year, as we all know, but he's just kind of, he's getting through this on a lot of, I'm very handsome. I don't think he'll last, you know, until the final two or anything, but I think last night he did decent. You know, I'm not crazy about the guitar thing, though.
Well, that's because you're not a musician. I think he's very, I think he'll go way farther than you think he will. He is charming, and that started the reason why a lot of people liked him, but I think he's got a really good hip voice, and it's very fresh, and it's very new, and he made it his own, which I think is very important, and the fact that he can play guitar and learn a song very quickly, especially something that hard and difficult, I think I was very impressed with that. I also think he looks like a lot like Brad Pitt, so that will
This is a subject of much debate. I don't see him looking like Brad Pitt at all.
He's Brad Pitt.
To me, he looks like the kid from the Mac PC.
He's not perfectly exact like him, but he's Brad Pitt-like, you know.
He's kind of gooberish like version of Brad Pitt.
Anyway, he's got a cute look, but I think he does sell it, and I think he has a really nice tone to his voice. And
what
that's
more
what
can
I
he do,
with.
Though? I mean, he stands up there. I think he's kind
of
limited.
That's all he has to do. No, I think his tone of his voice, he'll record very well.
All right. He's a Jonas Brother.
And he's different. He's different.
All right. He's not as different as the next guy, who's Anoop Desai, who I was not very high on after he butchered Beat It and did it for some reason. I don't know why he did it.
Yeah.
You know, like I've always said on each of these podcasts, I think he's great in house. I'm glad that he's on two Fox shows at the same time. Last night he said that was a joke.
That's
at least a vet laughed.
It was just
didn't
live. I've heard it enough that I just didn't laugh.
Nice. This is a tough crowd. Last night he sang Ooh Baby Baby by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, obviously kissing up to Smokey Robinson.
Honestly,
I think he's getting, like they said, I think he's getting better. You know, he's kind of in that muddled middle of boys, though, for me.
I think that he's got a really smooth, rich voice, and that's very nice, and it fit that song very well. But he was so blank to me. He did not connect to anybody. He just kind of stood up there. I hated what he was wearing. I just felt like he was
Yes, I hated what
standing.
He was wearing, too. Why are you wearing a baseball jacket and jeans when
I
you
don't
can
know.
Dress up? Dress up, people. For crying out loud. I feel like Barney from How I Met Your Mother. I mean, would it kill anybody to wear a suit? Come on.
Even if you just looked, had a nice dress shirt, that would be fine. But he didn't woo anybody with that kind of song. That's what it was designed to do, and he didn't do that. So I was not it was okay because I think he had, it's a hard song to sing, and he had a beautiful, rich tone to his voice, but it just didn't do anything for me. So I was kind of disappointed. I was hoping he would be better than he was.
But. I don't put much hope into a Noop, so I wasn't very disappointed. I keep the bar low for a Noop. All right, next one on the hit parade is another Dreamboat, apparently. We need to do like an America's Next Top Model so I can go to say how hot everybody is, like your thing, how hot
there's
everybody
is. There's a few cute ones.
This is the dueling piano player who sang.
I don't think he's hot. I just think I like his voice. I want to make sure that's, quoted correctly.
All right.
I think he's got a really good voice.
I managed to get you with no musical ability is still a mystery to me. He sang Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye, another person who doesn't know how to dress. Like I said last night, he looked like Mr. Rogers singing Let's Get It On because he had a nice
you
little
said,
sweater.
No, wait a minute. Whoa. You said that his pants were fine. And I was the one balking
I wasn't
about how.
I wasn't very crazy about the sweater.
I like the sweater. I like the waist up. I like. He needed the hat. That was the
he
week
needed a
that
hat.
He needed.
Yeah,
a hat.
It was the
that
Justin
was the
Timberlake
week he needed a hat. Yes, that was the week he needed to wear a hat, and he didn't. The pants, whatever color they were, I don't know if it was brown or tan or gray. I don't even know. They were so wrong. But he could have, wore something a little different on his legs, and it would have sold it a lot better. But I liked, he did very well. He's got a very good R&B sound to him. And he plays a piano, and it's nice to see. And it's nice to see an artist that can actually play an instrument instead of just sit up there and sing. So I was impressed by that.
He should do, I was looking at, I have this list of all the songs he's sang so far in front of me. And he should do good on Motown Week because so far he sang a Jackson 5 song, a Michael Jackson song, and a Marvin Gaye song. Congratulations, Motown Week. That should work for you.
That's not a stretch for him, I guess. But I think that's a lot of the songs that you probably get at a dueling piano bar. So that's probably what he needs to blame.
Not
that
when I'm making the request.
That and Billy Joel, right?
Yeah, exactly. Can you sing piano? Yeah, wait till Billy Joel Week and he sings Piano Man. He's going to have to wrestle the blind guy for that song. Next up was Danny Gokey. Who I think is quite wonderful. Simon wasn't too high on him last night. He sang Get Ready by the Temptations, and he did his little move with the backup singers, which I think was a brilliant stroke, just as far as, you get a clip that they're going to play on every time they talk about American Idol all day today. So have a memorable moment. That's what they call a moment.
That was a moment. It wasn't musically a moment, but it was a fun moment to remember him, yes.
His wife died. Be nicer to him.
Oh, I love Danny. And I have his ringtone on my phone now.
Yes.
He screams that pretty young thing every time. But I don't, that was not my favorite song by him. I think it's because it's similar to some of the other ones he's done. And I was kind of hoping that with that deep voice he has and kind of raspy voice that he has, that he would have done something soulful and kind of maybe bumped up the sexy part of him, maybe, I don't know, and just kind of went with that, but he didn't. So I was like, oh man, another fast fun song. I was kind of sad about the song choice, but he did fine.
He wants
and
to be the
maybe
fun guy.
He's just consistent, and so sometimes consistent can be boring. So he just needs to do something a little different next time. But he'll be the top two. He's going to be the top two. He'll probably maybe even win. So
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
Here's my choice for the other person in the top two is the next one, Allison. Yes. She's saying Allison, Papa was a Rolling Stone. And boy, she knows how to sing.
Yes.
She's
Gift
only 16.
God.
She's
Cara
yeah.
was exactly right. Gift from God. The minute I saw her, because you didn't see a lot of intro on her when they first were doing all everybody, but the minute, the first week, I fell in love with her, and she is just so wonderful.
No matter who wins, you're going to take credit for it.
No. Her,
oh yeah,
she's my
that
favorite.
Guy.
She's
I knew him
favorite.
From
no,
the
no.
auditions.
I mean, you can't take credit. You can't call her out. You can't say that she was going to win because you never saw her until the first week.
That's right.
So, and that's not fair to her. Unfortunately,
I was a fan when she was on Telemundo.
When she opened her mouth that first week and sang, I heard Kelly Clarkson already, but I think she's got a rock you know, to her, and that's who needs to win.
It just seems like every year, though, they have that sort of girl, and who inevitably has weird hair as well, the raspy girl.
Well, yeah, but she actually does it, and she actually brings it, and she's very, very talented.
She's 16, but she sounds like she's been smoking cigarettes for about 10 years.
Ma'am, I have no idea.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
That's horrible. That's horrible. She is very naturally talented, and you can't learn that. That's just so.
All right, Megan Joy went next. I think she's a weirdo, for one thing. Megan Joy, who changes her name every week too, formerly Megan Corkery. She was saying, "For once in my life, she didn't wear any shoes. She still has that big sleeve tattoo. She seemed." I don't know, weird, acting strangely to me. I wasn't crazy about that performance. She seemed out of it. Maybe it's all that cold medicine.
It's probably what it was, and I don't know. I mean,
this
I
is
give her the
this is the
down.
This is what the podcast is like. So it doesn't get any better than this.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I just kind of threw me. I think that she was better when she was in the little. Was sitting next to or standing next to Smokey Robinson because she kind of took it slower and she was real laid back. She didn't have all the crazy pretty makeup and pretty dress on. It was just her standing there next to the piano. And when she first sang it, just a cappella or just a little bit of piano, I thought, oh, that sounds really good. And then when she actually performed it, it was faster and just way too fast.
Yeah, she was out of control.
And,
she was just on the go-kart.
And she was trying too hard, and I don't know, maybe it was what they said, she couldn't keep up with the song, but it really was, she was over-singing it, and and I was worried that she was, either one, she was still sick, and she had problems because she still was sick, or two, she was singing too much that it was hurting her voice, I was almost kind of worried that she might hurt her voice, because she just seemed really overdoing it.
I think she's kind of mental. I don't know what her deal is. All right.
Can't comment on that.
We'll skip the next guy. We'll save him for later. And then we'll talk about blind guy, Scott McIntyre. We all know how I feel about this.
Can you please not start with that? He is a person with a blindness, not...
Okay. So anyway, here's a big surprise, everybody. He sat in front of the piano and played the piano. He sang You Can't Hurry Love by the Supremes. I guess he was trying to get a little up-tempo thing. It was weird. It was a weird arrangement. You know, this arranger, whoever arranger guy is in the back room, he's getting hammered every week by Simon. I mean, every week there's some weird...
Yeah, you'd think Simon could probably hire somebody else.
Yes, how about you're not the arranger anymore?
I don't think it was a bad arrangement. I think it was fine how it was. I think he just did what he normally does. I mean, Bruce Hornsby-ish. I mean, that's kind of what it reminded me of. So
Bruce Hornsby's going to come and punch this guy.
I love Bruce Hornsby, don't get me wrong, but I just think that that's his style.
Isn't it wearing
thin,
though?
Actually, I think he actually sounds like Christopher Cross more than anything. So that's what it sounds like.
Isn't
and
this getting old, though? Isn't the playing the piano is getting old?
No,
what more
like,
is he going to do?
That's what he does, and I think if you
that's not going
to
let
away
him.
From that. Do you say that to Elton John? Do you say that to Billy
Joel?
There's
no way
no.
He's going to win, though.
Well, who cares? He still can sing and he still can play the piano. I don't think putting him in front of the mic without the piano is going to make him win more. I mean, he needs to go with what's true to himself, and he's a pianist. I mean, that's his true love, really. I think more than being a singer. So he just needs to stay with it. I'm not bothered with that stuff. Once again, that shows that he's very talented and he's a very smart musician. So.
All right. Well, good for him.
And like someone that doesn't know how to play one note of the piano.
All right.
I will be nice to you.
Next one is Lil Rounds, who I've always been really high on. I like her because, I don't know, I just have. But last night, I didn't like very much. I kind of was disappointed. I'm worried about her. A little bit. For a while, I thought that she was the best girl, but now Allison is obviously the best girl, and I'm sort of worried about how much longer Lil will be around.
Yeah, I mean, she's good. I think she's a great singer. Of course, she's in the top 10 of, you know, American Idol, and she's a great singer, but she's, I don't know, this has not been her week yet. I think it's probably it.
It should have been, though. That's what was Cara was saying last night.
Maybe.
It should have been.
I thought
she was going to sing Proud Mary when she came out there with that dress.
No. I think she's more like a Mary J. Blige. And Mary J. Blige is not necessarily Motown. I mean, that's kind of a huge assumption to make. Maybe she did pick a different song, like a Diana Ross. But I think it needs to be maybe slower, and it needs to show how well her range is. And so far, I just don't think she's picked a song that has done that. So
saying something from the Mahogany soundtrack.
That is, she's all over with her outfits. I don't know. Not that that really matters. It shouldn't, but it kind of does. It puts an exclamation point on it. And so far, she hasn't done that.
I don't know. If she gets there, there's so few. There's three girls.
Yeah.
So it's a big locker room out there these days.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about this dude really fast. Michael Sarver. I wasn't crazy. I didn't think that he did very well. He was in the bottom two last week. I can see him getting kicked off the boat pretty quick.
Right. I think he'll probably go tonight, unfortunately. I like him because of his personality.
He sang Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
He's not going to win.
Interesting note. He sang Ain't Too Proud to Beg, which is the second straight week he sang a song with the word ain't in it.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that. I didn't catch that one.
He has zero personality.
I think he's funny. I think he's witty. He's said a couple of funny things, but you know, he's got
when
a
he's
good
singing
voice,
though,
he's
it's just like him. It's just like a guy who just got off of his insurance office going to sing. He just doesn't have any presence to me.
He's all right. They would say that. I mean, that's said about many people, and then they get up there with it doesn't matter. They can just open their mouth and sing, and that's okay. He's okay. I like him. I think he has a good voice. He's got a huge range, but you know, he's not as good as some of the other. Now, maybe years ago he would have been like farther because he's got a good voice compared to some of the.
He's no Justin
people.
Guarini.
probably not. But I mean, he's they've just got a really good group this year, so he's just going to be lower on the totem pole. So, unfortunately.
Okay, last guy. Save Adam Lambert for last. He sang Tracks of My Tears, Unplugged, with no gaudy, gothy makeup on.
Yeah.
He looked like a young Kurt Russell, a young Elvis with his slick back black hair and his shiny suit. I just think he did awesome, and it's just his to lose at this point. Right?
I think that's
right.
I do not agree with that. I don't know if it's his to lose. I think he's definitely in the top two or three. I think him, Danny, and Allison are my three favorites. And they're all strong for different reasons. But
he just hasn't
I don't know
done
if he's,
he just hasn't hit a bad note this whole time. The Johnny Cash one, you know, was a little iffy, but I just don't think.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
I don't think he does much wrong on stage.
Someone didn't DVR that one for me, so
ooh,
I didn't see
was,
that
it was
one.
Full. It was oh, okay. full of Oprahs and General Hospitals.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see that one, but then maybe that was a good thing because I probably would have not been, I would have been maybe going into this with that little bit of a judgment, but I don't
He's
know.
Fabulous.
I think he did good. I think I probably should have seen it again and rewatched it. I probably would have liked it better.
Yes,
but
you
at
need
first
require
it took
homework
me a few
for
minutes.
This podcast.
Well, I didn't know that until a little bit ago. No, I actually think that he did well, and I like that he changed it up, and he definitely made it his own. He's always going to be a huge presence on the stage the minute he first stepped on, or we saw him, you know, at the very beginning of American Idol. They kind of, you know, showed and did a little bio on him, so you could tell
he's
was
wicked.
Great from the beginning. But I think that it's the next couple of weeks are going to be interesting for him. I think he's going to have to really step it up even more because I think there's popularity on some of the other people. So let's take it away from him.
Well, if it's a meritocracy, then he would win. But unfortunately, it's not.
Fortunately, the people can decide, not necessarily.
Well, one of the main themes of our podcast is the show is fixed. So, that being said, who gets kicked off tonight?
I think Michael does. Did I say that? Is that his name?
I don't think they can kick off one of the girls.
Huh?
I don't think that one of the girls will leave. I don't think they could have. You know, seven boys and two girls. It's just.
Well, see, I don't think it's fixed. So I guess that's.
How dare you?
I think that Megan's got the pretty girl look, so she's got probably a lot of fan base for that. And she's probably, and they could throw up the, you know, if someone does go this week, they could use their vote.
No, I think they're going to save that till the very end when Gokey is on, gets kicked off or something.
Oh, no.
I think that'll be like the next to the last week.
I think they have a lot of hope for her because of all the new girl artists out there with all the funky, voices that are out there. She does, but she's in line with what's getting popular, like with Adele and some of the other girls that have those kind of interesting voices. And I think they really are hoping that it's different and modern. So they're putting a lot of hope on her. So I think that if she gets kicked off, I think they're most likely going to use their vote for her because I think they really want her to go. Uh-huh. Yeah. I saw that. I thought that with Carrie. I mean, she's a lot like Carrie Underwood. It's like at first they didn't like her, and then they kind of thought, you know, she really could do well. And then she's all marketable. She's pretty, and so, I don't know.
It's I was worried about you not talking enough on this podcast.
No, there you go. And I did it, didn't I? Sorry.
I don't want to make you late.
Yeah,
all right.
I do
so
have to go.
Tonight we'll find out the results. Next week we'll be back to our regular schedule with the Wednesday podcast.
Paying me for this,
thanks,
right?
Yeah, that's right. thanks to the regular, the president, we got kicked back a day this week. So,
yes.
Until next week, I'll be joining you. Maybe this beautiful woman will be joining you as well. Okay. Thank you so much for helping me with my podcast today.
No problem.
Now,
You're doing the dishes right. Okay.
And you're balancing the checkbook. that's been my lovely wife, Kaylee. I'm Mike Kaler. Until next week, I'll see you later.